Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 78, Verse 37 through 40, the end of the chapter. Balaram is speaking. Kimba kamo mani shrestha. Brutaham karavanyata. Nijanata sapachitin. Yata me chintyatam buddha. Kimba kamo mani shrestha. Brutaham karavanyata. Ajanata sapachitim. Yata me chintyatam buddha. Ladies. Him, what? Ba, your, kama, desire, moni of sages, Shrestha, or best, Buddha. Please say, aham, I, karavami, shall do it, atta, and then, ajanata, who does not know. Who? Indeed. Apachitin. The atonement. Yata. Properly. Me. For me. Chintyatam. Please think of. Buddha. Oh, intelligent one. Translation. Please tell me your desire, O best of sages, and I shall certainly fulfill it. And, O wise souls, please carefully determine my proper atonement, since I do not know what it might be. Third boy. Lord Balaram here sets a perfect example for people in general by humbly submitting himself before the qualified brahmanas. Vishya utu ilvalasya suto goro balbalo nama dhamava sadusayati nashatram etya parvani parvani. The sages said, a fearsome demon named Balvala, the son of Ilvala, comes here every new moon day. and contaminates our sacrifice. Purport. First, the sages tell Balaram the favor they would like him to do for them. Tam papam jahi dashaha trana shushushanam param puyo shanita vin mukra sura mansa bivashina. O descendant of Dasharha, please kill the sinful demon who pours down pus, blood, feces, urine, wine, and meat upon us. This is the best service you could do for us. Forty. Tatas chabara tambarsham paritya susamahita charipa dadashapmasang hirtasnaida shubhyasi. Thereafter, for 12 months, you should circumambulate the land of Bharata in a mood of serious meditation, executing austerities and bathing at various holy pilgrimage sites. In this way, you will become purified. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami points out the word Vishuddhasi means that Lord Balaram would achieve spotless fame by setting such a perfect example for the people in general. Srila Prabhupada writes, the Brahmanas could understand the purpose of the Lord. Thus, they suggested that he atone in a manner which would be beneficial for them. Om Agana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militangena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Sukam Karoti Vachalam Pangalanga Tegari Kipasam Hambande Shri Vindilakana. Please tell me your desire, O tested sages. I shall certainly fulfill it. And, O wise souls, please carefully determine my proper atonement, since I do not know what it might be. So Balaram is being ordered by these sages, or he's asking to be ordered by the sages. Balaram is the representative, first representative of Krishna, Tatprakasham, Tatshakti. He's the Prakash, immediate. So he's acting, he says here, as a janata. He does not know what he should do to compensate the sages, whatever they decide he will do. So he's going to go and on pilgrimage site. First, he's going to kill this demon Balvala, which we read about in more detail in the next. In this last verse, 40, a significant word is Bharatam Varsham. You should, and Paritya, circumambulate Bharat Varsham, which in parenthesis it says India. Originally, Prabhupada explains Bharat. Of course, according to fifth canon, Bharat Varsham is a very extensive tract of land, bigger than what we can conceive of. It's inconceivable. But according to even recent history, within so many thousand years, it's been divided so that now India is called Bharata, but Pakistan is not called Bharata. All these places like Burma, they're kind of different places. They're all originally part of Bharatvarsha, even all the way up toward past the Middle East. It was Bharatvarsha, even up to a few thousand years ago. And still they're fighting to get to part, you know, the Kashmir, and they're fighting in Sri Lanka, fighting, they've been fighting in so many places to get Punjab, break a chunk off. So the significant thing in the about Bharatvarsha is that even the devas, they want to take birth in Bharatvarsha. Bharatara Bhujire. Aho Amisham Kimakari Shobanam. In the 19th chapter of the 5th canto, there's the prayers by the residents in Janandri, and they want to take birth in Bharatvarsha. Although they're in the heavenly planets, many, they're Achad Avahi Deva Gayanti. The devas are singing these prayers. There's several very nice verses like that. So they say, Kemakari Shobanam, what have these residents of Bharatvarsha done? So wonderful that they got to take birth there. We want to take birth there. Sannyasa sangam abhayam padam hari, because there one can renounce all this nonsense, so-called pleasure of the heavenly planet. They're also speaking that this heavenly pleasures are useless because there's no Mukunda Seva. They say, kalpayusham stana jayat puna bhava. What is the use of a kalpa, a huge amount of living in this place, even living the life of Brahma? Rather, kshanayusam, would rather take a tiny spotlight of a moment in Bharat Varsha. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in his writing that Bharat Varsha, according to this fifth canto, is the most sacred place in the universe, and that in the material world. And within Bharat Varsha, he explains, more sacred is even Nadia. And within Nadia, Navadvipa. Prabhupada was giving a talk like this in 1975 or so in Mayapur, Gaurapurnima Festival. And he got it even a little more close. He said, so within Mayapur is the birthplace. He said, but Janma Karma Chame Dibyan. Krishna is more known. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more known for his activity, Krishna for his activities than for birth. Like Battle of Kurukshetra. Therefore, he said, because we're doing the preaching activity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our temple is the most sacred. Everyone was cheering and so according to this example of Balaram, of course, another aspect is wherever there's Balaram goes, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, or the great devotees, then that place becomes a place of pilgrimage. In fact, Santasthena Gadabrata, Govinda Bishram, is described by Nartam Das, that Govinda is living within the heart of the Guru. Ebara Koruna Koro. He's saying, Ebara Koruna Koro. Vaishnava Goswami, the Vaishnava, the pure Vaishnava. He has Govinda living within the heart. Sadhanam Hidayam Majam. Saranam Nidayam Paham, described by Krishna himself in ninth canto. He's speaking to Durvasa Muni, who was seeking some, who was being scorched, performed this great, wonderful apavada. So, therefore, it is said that Govinda Bishram, Tirti Kurvanti Tirtani Sampati. Wherever the pure devotee goes, there's a conversation, we find it in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, with Yudhisthira and Vidura. So Yudhisthira described Vidura. Vidura is going all around pilgrimage. Bhavad Vida Bhagavatas Tirthastana Gata. That wherever you go, that Krishna is living in your heart. And wherever you go, you create the holy place. So the Vaishnavas, just like Prabhupada, went to so many places. Not necessarily holy places, but he can create the holy place. This is the power of the Vaishnava. The great Vaishnava. Prabhupada described the actual Vaishnava. He said, they have not seen a Vaishnava. He was talking in terms of in London, 1974 or so, they were not allowing the Rath Yatra. Although we had a very successful one in 73, but they didn't want it in London. So Prabhupada said, doesn't matter, you take the cart, Trafalgar Square, whatever they say, we don't care. No. Because they have not seen the Vaishnavas. And he described, just like the Lord Ram, that is Vaishnava, or Arjuna. This is the standard of Vaishnavas, that he's fearless. He will go anyway to preach. Svarga Pavarga Naraka Shapi Tulyata Darshana. To Svarga or Narak, hell or heaven. So Prabhupada was willing to take any risk, and he was trying to implore the devotees also. He said, and he was saying that, what will you do? If you don't take my instruction and take the cart out, you'll simply smoke ganja and sleep, and then you'll sell the temple. He was speaking with some GBCs on a morning walk. He said, many of you were war protesters even before. And now what? Now you won't do anything? So Prabhupada said, they have not seen a Vaishnava. So this is the power of the Vaishnava. They follow the footsteps of Lord Balaram. They go anywhere and they create the holy place. Tirthapada. Tirthapada. Sadur Vyabahara. Dharmastapa and Hetu, Sadhu Vyabaha. This statement is said about Madhavendra Puri in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he's a great sadhu, more than a sadhu, but there it says in general, a sadhu, wherever he goes, he creates a dharma. Dharmastapa and Hetu. So dharma samstapa, so the six Goswamis, they establish the dharma. So they purify those places. That you can bathe in the Ganga for so many times and still not become purified. You may gradually become purified. But by association with the pure Vaishnavas, Bhara Karuna, they're so full of mercy, they can purify everybody. So Balaram is showing the original example. He's the Adi Guru. So the great sannyasis, great gurus, any great devotees, they follow the footsteps of Balaram and they go on pilgrimage. According to also a statement by Narottam Das that he says, Kirta Pada Parishram Esab Manobram. That if you simply go to the so-called tirthas without the idea of becoming purified, you're simply Parishram, wasted labor, and it's only in your mind. Just like Prabhupada many times said, they're going to Rishikesh, they're going here and there to go to the Ganga. Ganga is flowing, same Ganga is there in Calcutta, but they must go to Rishikesh. And Krishna has a famous statement, Yatirtha Budhi Shalyayana Karajit, Janeshu, that if one doesn't go, if he goes even to the holy place without getting the association of the great devotees there, if they are there, then he is simply like the ass, the cow. So, of course, in detail is described, it doesn't mean a pure cow, but there's a certain type of ass, Vishnath describes, that carries hay for the cow. It can be understood like that also. So the cows should not be demeaned, but still, he says, if you're human, you should have a little more intelligence than a cow. Simply to go to these holy places. So many people go to the holy, still to become purified, but it's only because the pure devotees have gone there. So they go there, they unload their sinful activity. When the devotees came to Puri, and that Prataparudra Maharaj, he was speaking with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma was like his guru. You can say his guru. He said, but I don't understand. These devotees, these bhaktas coming from Navadvip, they're very wonderful, but they don't follow the usual schedule. I mean, everybody shakes their head, they fasting before they come here. But they go and they take prasadam. they don't follow all those things. So Sarvabhauma explained to him, no, they don't have to follow those things. They are also already the places of pilgrimage. So Nittai also, Nittai Karuna Habe Radha Krishna, one cannot get Radha Krishna even without the mercy of Nittai. Nittai is representing the Guru. So one has to, if one gets this Bhagavatam even, but without understanding it through the Guru, it's possible. But we have the purports now. Describe Gyanasina. One has to sharpen, there's a sword of the Shastras, but he has to sharpen it by taking shelter of the Guru. So Balaram is the original Guru, so he has to take shelter. Balahenena labhyo, nayamatma, balahenena labhyo. Without taking shelter of Balaram, hinena, hina means without Balaram. But directly we don't get Balaram, so therefore all our acharyas are gurus. They represent the sharpening this sword of knowledge. The knowledge is Bhagavatam. And it's sharpened by the shelter of the Guru. Parampara. Savagamamnaya Maharnavaya. No Savagaya Parayanaya. The ocean of knowledge is coming through our disciplined succession. So Balaram is here being, but as mentioned by Prabhupada here, the Brahmanas could understand the purpose of the Lord. Nachat tasman manisheshu kaschid me prikritama. In the end of the Bhagavad Gita, first Krishna says that nobody should preach this philosophy to those who are not austere, they're not bhaktas, or they're envious, like that. But then he also says, nachat tasman. But someone who does preach it, anya priyataro, there's no one more dear to me. So Prabhupada says that the devotees, the bhaktas, they understand the purpose, just like it says, the purpose of Krishna. It's a little secret. Guyat, guyat, tamam. So many times the word is used as very confidential knowledge. It has to be also understood from the acharyas, from the guru. So these great personalities, they're traveling everywhere. And this is seen in the Bhagavatam. Vidura was traveling. Shukadeva, they're wandering freely. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left without any type of big party or anything. He just left. He went to South India traveling. And Prabhupada asked Sarvabhauma, why did you let him go? How could you let him go? He's supposed to listen to you. Sarvabhauma said, he doesn't listen to me. He's Swatantra, as it says in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. He's completely in Abhigyas Farat. He's Abhigyas. He knows everything. Here it says Ajanata. But Balaram is never Ajanata. He's completely knowledgeable. So he's doing this so-called atonement and to purify. So Bharatvarsha is, there are so many holy places throughout Bharatvarsha, southwest, northeast. We know the principal ones. Even Prabhupada expressed desire. He went to certain holy places. He went to Rishikesh. He went to this place, a few places. But still, the most sacred place, like Vrindavan, Mayapur. He did not stay there. He preached throughout the world, though. And wherever he established the deities, he said, those places are as good as Vrindavan, non-different. Wherever there's the deity, where the devotees, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Yatra Gaya, Krishna says, I'm not in Vaikuntha, wherever they're preaching, wherever they're chanting. He established the Bhagavatam. He created the devotees. I have created your pious activity. So Prabhupada is very also humble. He could sometimes say, I have created your pious activity. Other times, he would say that my Guru Maharaj has sent you all. So this is a full realization, fully realized person. And he is purifying. Janashi Krishna Vimokashya Daivat Adama Shilasha Shiduki Kashya. This is in the conversation also with Vidura and Maitreya. That the pure devotees are Nugraha Yena. They are traveling everywhere. And Vimokashya, for those who have turned their face away from Krishna, Vimokashya Daivat, by misfortune. And what happens? A dharma shilasya. Then a dharma follows. So also it is said that these persons were qualified brahmanas. Samodama tapashocham. Probably wanted to create brahmanas. Create brahmanas to follow strictly. Very difficult. Sometimes he said simple things. Other times he said there are no brahmanas. They're not following. Just like that boy, Sringi, he's supposed to be he was a brahmana. He had so much power, Prabhupada said, he could curse Maharaj Parikshit. He was the king of the emperor, the entire Bharatvarsha. But still, he was the first of the Kali Yuga brahmanas because he cursed the king. Vijabandhanam, Sri Sutta Vijabandhanam Trayanashiti Gotra. These three persons are generally disqualified. Sri Sutta Vijra, friends of the Brahmanas. They're Vijabandhu, it's a euphemism. They're not really dvijas, but they're friends. So here's the original one. That's Sringi. But Prabhupada said this was the mood of the Brahmanas after that as Kali Yuga. In Satya Yuga, everyone is Brahmana, Paramahamsa. In Kali Yuga, everyone is Kalao Shudra Sambhava. Everyone's born Shudra. No one can get puffed up. By purificatory activity, he can become Brahmana, but not born Brahmana. Janma kama chanajit, or chatur vanya mahatrishtam, guna kama. By the guna and the karma, by the qualification and the activity, one is a Brahman. So many times there are qualified Brahmanas mentioned in the Bhagavatam and unqualified Brahmanas. In Kali Yuga, they're unqualified. Unqualified, especially according to Narada Muni, yaranya trapi patena vinyadishet, there's a verse there. Even if one is not born a Brahmana, still, he has to be seen from his qualification. And he may be born a Brahmana, according to Prahlad Maharaj, Viprad Vishad, a Vipra, so Viprad Vishad Guni. He may have even the 12 qualifications of a Vipra, but if he's averse to Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti, then Prahlad Maharaj says he cannot purify even himself, what to speak of anyone else. Aravinda na padaravinda vimukha. He's vimukha. He's turned his face away from Krishna. Vimukha. Puffed up brahmana. Bori. In his mind. So another word used here. Well, there's so many words used here, but because the purports are short, so I have to speak on some words here. He's addressing the brahmanas in the first verse. Buddha. Buddha ma. That verse is there. Aham sadashya phavavo mafaktavam habasati. It is iti matha bhajanti mam buddha bhava samambhita. Those who are buddha, of course everyone knows famous buddha incarnation, but all the devotees are meant to perform buddhi yoga. Little do they know, we're all Buddhists in this movie. Buddha has tricked us also. But buddha bhava means bhava samambhita, with great affection, they worship Krishna. Tesham satatiyatam patitam priti purvakam. So those persons can understand Krishna through the heart. That he's, so Buddha also is, there's a Buddha. Many persons are a Buddha, they don't know anything. But those who are Buddha, they're mentioned also, Keshu has been singing the song. What is that song? Madhuraya gira bhago vakyaya. The next line is Buddha, Pushkarekshana. Those who are knowledgeable, Buddha, they worship you. These gopis are singing in chapter 31. They're singing it at night. That your voice is so sweet, your words, it attracts Manogya, Manogyaya, Buddha. Pushkarekshana. It's very wonderful verses. If you're lucky, you can chant it also every day. Either with Keshava or on your own. Last year you printed out the. So they are known as Buddha, according to the gopis. They are so attracted. Manogyaya. Buddha. I just said it. Pushkarekshana, my own name. Pushkarekshana has lotus eyes. Buddha. So all these words can be seen throughout Bhagavatam. And then it says, Tavakatamritam, Tapti Jivanam. The result is Tapti Jivanam. All your miseries go far away. Also, this word Buddha appears in 11th canto given by Krishna. He's describing, I think it's Krishna or Uddhava, probably Krishna, is describing the famous verse that when one sees something in duality, that creates fear, and it's described tanmayato Buddha abhijit bham. Those who are intelligent, they escape this fear. They don't see anything other than Krishna. They only see Krishna. And how do they do it? It says, Guru bhaktyai kayesha Gurudeva Dharma. Gurudeva Dharma. They understand that Krishna is appearing in the Guru. They worship the Guru as good as Krishna. Sakshad Hari. Venasamasta Shastra. All the Shastras advise one has to worship the Guru. In our case, we have a real Guru, Prabhupada. He's given a Shastra, he's a Shastra Guru. He has established the ISKCON society. So there's so many temples, all holy places. The deity is there, Krishna is there. So he's given Krishna. He's given Krishna in the Bhagavatam. Dui Bhagavata se, described in by Kaviraj Goswami, two types of bharo, Bhagavata bharo. One is the Bhagavat per, the Bhagavat Shastra, and the other one is the person Bhagavat. So one has to see those two Bhagavats. Bhagavat Patra, the recipient of the Bhagavatam, the walking Bhagavatam. When Balaram was going here and there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they walked, purified the whole of India. And of course, the material energy is always coming in and disrupting. Wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go, Nityananda, especially Bhaktivinoda says, Vetche Nechi Golnitai. They're walking, they're dancing throughout Nadia and throughout all of, but especially mentions Nadia. They're all throughout all of India. And Nityananda is the original servant. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you can do what I cannot do. You can go to Bengal. Those guys are really bad. No. But I can't go there because for some reason you go. So in so many ways, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu many times explained that Nityananda and myself, none different. You see what happened to Krishna's Kaviraj's brother. He had a problem with Nityananda. He didn't understand at all. He blasphemed Mini Ketan Ram. And then he fell down. And Krishna's Kaviraj rejected him. He went to Vrindavan under the order of Nityananda. Yes, you have done nicely. You have understood. Nityananda he accepts as guru. So in a dream, Murari Gupta, first he came to see, one day he came to see Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. First he paid obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, then Nityananda. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Murari, you did something, wrong. He said, I wonder what I did wrong. So he went home, he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw that Nitai was fanning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he understood, oh, I did something wrong. Or he understood in the dream that Nityananda was first personality he should respect as guru. So he came back the next day, he paid obeisance to the Lord Nityananda. So Lord Chaitanya was satisfied, yes, you have to approach. Even when persons would come directly to Lord Chaitanya, would say, Bhagavata Paragya, Bhagavata Stane. You must first approach the guru. Everyone wasn't just going to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was initiating everybody. First you understand the Bhagavatam by studying with guru. So Balaram Hoilo Nitai. Balaram has appeared as Nityananda. He's wandering here and there, Prashanda, to chastise the atheist and to establish prema. Two things. Balaram Ramante Yogino Namte. Ramante Yogino Namte. Iti Rama Padanesa. He's known as Rama because he's the supreme enjoyer. And he's Ananta, Satyananda, Ananta. He enjoys unlimited pleasure all the time. So, it's not that he is in any way deficient by taking orders from these pure brahmanas, but they are also understanding that he's doing them a big favor. First thing, he's going to just kill this demon who's pouring blood. So this is the activity of the demon. They always want to destroy whatever the devotees are doing. If there's chanting, if they're real heavy demons, they want to throw something or do something. Luckily, we don't have somebody that bad throwing pus in school, and as it says here. But they steal the Vedas also. Marukaita Bhakti, Veda, Veda Juhavati Balo, Marukaita Bhakti, described by Prahlad Maharaj in his prayer. Veda Juhav, they stole these two other demons, Marukaita Bhakti. Krishna killed them. So these Demons are like doubt. The doubts are like demons. Krishna describes that. There's Madhu and Kaitava. So there's so many doubts that come also. They're all killed. They're compared to this cost and stool, blood. Very nice things mentioned in this verse. Stool, urine, wine, and meat. Yatra dharmas chayar chatur bida. Four types of sinful things, drinking, wine, and there are two of them right there. Pause. So he was not a nice guy. Dhanava. Yubalasya chatur guru balbalo nama dhanava. Sadushyati nasatram. So Balarama is setting the example. Apani Achari Prabhu Jivarishikar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, they set the perfect example. But Nityananda is avadut. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya has to cover for him, literally. He's going sometimes avadut naked or very tricky. So Balarama doesn't act like that in his incarnation. But Nitai acts very, very funny, kotuki sometimes. So, and some people would have doubts about Nityananda, and Lord Chaitanya would say, no, he's not different from me. And then he would describe long histories from the Bhagavatam and the Shastra, why you cannot doubt Balarama in any way. Someone has to have strict faith in Nityananda. Tam chi Nityananda ramam prabhate. I offer my respects because he's non-different. Garbhav, Dakshai, and Tarang, they all stem from him. The very beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He establishes the tattva of Balaram, so that one will not have a doubt, even if he's acting as avadut. There are many pastimes in Chaitanya Bhagavat, of avadut Nithai. But he's the crest jewel, shiromani, of all the avadut. And his pastimes are very relishable by devotees. Read them over and over. No question of doubt. So, if there's any discussion.
Few comments. The earth sometimes is called Bharatvarsha because it was ruled by Maharaj Bharat. Geographically speaking, the description in the fifth canto suits more or less India. A little more, like Pakistan, like Europe. You know, but some people have the tendency to say the whole earth is bad. But according to the fifth canto, it's India and some surrounding areas like part of Iran, Burma, Nepal, and as well. Second, it's stated that a child is considered.
Stated what?
A child is considered innocent until 14. It's 14. Sringi, when he first Maharaj preached, he was maybe about 8 or something.
So, I think it's 11 or whatever, yeah. So.
But do you think he should be blamed for it? I mean,
no, but this is one of the, you know, Nana Artha, many meanings that we get from it. Not that he's blamed, no. But it's the beginning of this mood of the Brahma. That's what Prabhupada says. The Prabhupada's not making it up. He's coming in the line of Acharya. But you can call it blame. You're asking me, you can check with Prabhupada and the other Acharyas. They're saying that he is the beginning of the Kali Yuga Brahmana. I'm just reading from first canto.
And what scripture? So the Guru's now is also Srila Prabhupada, and his authorized representatives are also acharyas, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to announce again the football game on Saturday will be at 12, so we leave here at 9:30, and then chant from 10 to 12. We meet at the Krishna house at 10 o'clock, leave here at 9:30 to get there, and we should have a very nice day, so please come out. Since it wasn't announced before, so I just wanted to, since I have the audience.
Yeah, I got the note. Okay, there's some questions on our side, or statements.
You were talking about how Prabhupada wanted the devotees to go out and deal with it, the action, even though they didn't want to, they didn't want it. So I'm assuming that they did it and it was very successful.
I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah. Because reading Miracle on Second Avenue, there's a theme that kind of goes through the book. Different things that Prabhupada will ask the devotees to do, ask the Kunda to do. And when sometimes you can't do it because things are so out of line somehow, you know, it just like seems like that's impossible, it could never happen. But when he does do it, then it always works out. So he finds himself lamenting also throughout the book that, wow, why did I just do it? Well, I'd ask him to do it because look at when I did it this time and everything worked out. Even just like at the beginning when they were getting the place on Second Avenue, and you know, they got it for a pretty good price, and Prabhupada told McKinley, well, just ask him for a discount, you know, and McKinley, he just felt too nervous to do it, and he couldn't do it. So then Prabhupada, he gave the, you know, the landlord, he gave him a set of books. He said, here, this is for you, and he was like, especially, oh no, I can't get this stuff. He goes, no, you should take this, and he said, oh, thank you so much, and Prabhupada signed it. And then Prabhupada says, you can be a life member, you know, in an organization. You'll be a life member. And he's like, okay, because it costs such and such an amount, you know. So then every month, it was like a monthly tithe that he paid, then he paid that throughout the whole time.
I think it was the original board member. There were 5 or 7, and they all had to pay the small. Prabhupada's pretty clever. Was it Shyamasundar to ask George for the money? And he also told, don't ask for anything. But now he's asking him for money for the manor. And then just as he asked him, there's a huge lightning bolt. And George said, after that, how could I say no? So he understood George. Someone else might not. Yeah, there's a lot of things. I mean, even after, in 66, Prabhupada was asking devotees in the beginning to chant 64 rounds. They hadn't even been chanting one round. And then even after, they said they couldn't chant and everything was decided at 16. Then later, you see in that same book in San Francisco, he said, Mukunda, and Prabhupada got the apartment. The first thing Prabhupada said, Mukunda, you must chant 64 rounds. Again, he asked. Yeah.
I just wanted to. Most of you all in this room are younger than Pushkar and I. And I just wanted to set the scene a little bit. I had the opportunity, and you know very well, that in 1966, I had a chance to go to New York City, and I had a chance to walk through the Lower East Side, where Prabhupada came and established Krishna consciousness. And literally, one evening while I was walking through there, that he was walking over people, drunkards in the street. I mean, this was not the fashionable she New York that we know now when we go up there for Rathiatra. It was a very different place, a very dangerous place.
They still have guys like that, but they just kind of like hide in the way farther.
Yeah, right. They push them in the doorways or whatever. But at that time, it was a different atmosphere than what we experienced. It was a hellish.
Well, they weren't lying on Fifth Avenue anyway, where we have Rathi Ashram.
Yeah. But I mean, when you go down to Washington Square in that area, it was rough.
There's still plenty of not so puck up Brahmanas.
Unfortunately, I was not aware.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time there. You might have gone there, but I spent a lot of time there.
Find it really good. Yeah.
Anything else? All right. Srimad Bhagavatam.